Good afternoon. This is Sterling Jordan, your host of Through the Eyes of Sterling podcast. I've been gone for a little while, but I'm back. So I'm going to jump right into it. Today's topic is going to be on breakups. How much they hurt and how we deal with them. Just speaking from experience, breakups are very, very tough. They're very painful. And I think that's subjective because it all depends on how much two individuals loved each other in that relationship that was severed. Breakups take a toll on you. Now, I'm speaking from the viewpoint of there was actual love involved, not just a situation, not two people just coexisting with each other for the hell of it. I mean, like, two people that were actually in love once upon a time, and that love faded away. Once upon a time, y'all were, you know, together as one, and then you turn around, and the end result is you're damn near enemies at the end of the relationship. So what actually can cause a breakup, which we all know out there, it could be millions and millions of different things. Infidelity, lack of respect, one person's more serious than the other. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But when you go through a breakup, like I said, it's very painful. Now, how you deal with that pain is up to you. Some people choose to waddle in it and their life just stops. Some people, hell, they take their own life. Some people take that negative energy and that sadness and sorrow and they turn it into strength. They move on. They not necessarily with the next person right out the bat, but they move on with their life. They carry on. You know, they work. They pull themselves up by the bootstrap. They dust their shoulders off. You know, it is a healing process. It doesn't happen overnight. It might take months. But if you keep busy, and you keep, you know, trying to better yourself, take that negative energy and pour it into yourself. Because when you were in a relationship, 9 times out of 10, you were pouring it into your significant other. And now they're not around for you to do that, so you have more energy to pour into yourself. You know, whatever things in your life that you might feel needs to be strengthened or corrected or, you know, brushed up, focus on those things, whether it's your finances, whether it's your spirituality, whether it's your health, your physical health, I mean, mental health, you know, all these things can be worked on. So take that negative and turn it into a positive. You understand? I've seen a lot of things on the internet about no contact with your ex. I think that's applicable in certain instances, probably most, but it, like I said, it really depends on the type of relationship you had with the individual. If it was like a mutual breakup and both of you knew that it was never going to work, but, you know, y'all would be better friends than, you know, better lovers in a relationship, or however you want to word it, that no contact might not be applicable. But if one individual was left, or, you know, like one individual decided, okay, hey, you're not for me anymore. Yeah, then it's basically a no contact situation. Where no contact means no phone calls, no texts, no social media. You remove yourself from the social media and all of those good things. No contact really, really opens the door for your healing process to begin. And I know that if you were the one left in a relationship, or even if you left that person, you left that person for a reason. That person you deemed to be no good for you. So yeah, the no contact should be applied, because when you go backwards and you try to keep a friendship or rekindle the relationship again, all you're doing is opening deep wounds. And I know 9 times out of 10, when you break up, 9 times out of 10, you're by yourself. After that, you really don't have a lot of people to talk to, and you might not feel like talking to anybody. But the worst thing you can do is go back and try to contact, communicate, or anything of that matter with your ex. Especially at the when the breakup is fresh, you know, because everybody's got mixed emotions. There's pain, there's anger, there's bitterness, there's resentment, there's all kind of stuff floating in the air, and it's toxic. And you really, really, really don't need to poke that bear. Just leave well enough alone. And I know it'd be hard sometimes to just sit there and you have nothing to do and that person's on your mind and you're like, God, I wonder what they're doing and, you know, who they're with or whatever, you know, you're thinking about. Don't contact them, because you're only going to hurt yourself. And then you're also going to give that individual that much more power over you. And you might genuinely care, but they're probably look at it as, yeah, see, we're not together now. I left him or I left her. And now, you know what I mean? They're coming crawling back. They can't live without me. They have to have some kind of connection with me. You have to show that person that that's not the case. And it's not about proving who's right or wrong. It's more so for your self-preservation. To not talk. That's where the healing process begins. And every day, things will get a little lighter and a little lighter and a little lighter. And it's not going to happen in weeks or, you know, sometimes not even months. It might even take, you know, a year or so to get over somebody, depending on that individual. But never go back unless y'all have a mutual agreement and that you know that y'all could definitely be friends and there's no animosity, there's no bad blood. It's just y'all came together as adults and agreed that y'all can still talk. But if it ended up nasty and, you know, like I said, the resentment and bitterness and all of those good things, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Find something else to occupy your time. Just find something else. Because 9 times out of 10, when a breakup happens, a lot of times both parties are probably upset with each other. One is upset because that other person gave them a reason for leaving them. Then the other person is upset because that person left them. So it's just a recipe for disaster. If y'all were meant to talk and coexist, you know, from a distance or, you know, different households or even different states, just let it go. I know it's hard. And somebody out there listening to this might be going through it right now. But just, you'll see time heals all wounds. And the speed of the healing, it all depends on you. It all depends on you. That ball is in your court. You know, you might not be able to control what happened yesterday, but today you can definitely control your own destiny. So just make the right decisions. Don't fall weak. Like I said, I know it's hard. I know it sounds like that's easier said than done. Well, you know, it depends on how bad you want to heal. But, you know, in relationships, there has to be a foundation set from the beginning, okay? There have to be some serious things established from the jump. I mean, first of all, there has to be respect. There has to be trust. You have to get to know an individual. You know, those are three key components to a healthy relationship starting out. And once that relationship is manifested, then you have to continually nurture that relationship, because things are not just peaches and cream. And I'm not saying anything y'all don't already know, but there have to be ground rules set for both parties. It has to be, or it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You know, and never, ever, 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 ever move too fast. Take your time. Get to know a person. See what their threshold is for BS. Let them see what your threshold is for BS. But you have to get to know a person before you take a committed relationship under your belt. You have to make sure that it's a right fit, because sometimes people can meet a person and, I mean, it just seems like peaches and cream and roses and butterflies and all that good stuff. And what we all know is that us and the other person, they're going to put their best foot forward in the beginning. The first impression is the lasting impression. Okay, so beware. People might not always show you their hand and who they really are out of the gate. You understand? You have to really get to know a person. And that's from two different households. I would never, ever, ever jump out the window and say, okay, I'm feeling you, you're feeling me. Why don't we just live under the same roof? Hey, that's a roll of the dice. You understand? It could go one or two ways. It can either be horrible, a nightmare, a catastrophe, or it could be the best thing that ever happened to you. But to play it on the safe side, get to know a person. Because, like I said, relationships hurt. And nobody wants to get into something to break up with an individual. Nobody wants to do that. Unless there's something severely wrong with you where you want to get into a relationship just to break up with somebody, break their heart, or get your heart broken. No, nobody wants that. So the beginning, on all the way through the relationship, there has to be nurturing, there has to be manicuring, you know, of a relationship. But if two people just come in and they're like, oh, well, like I said, I like you, you like me, we have good chemistry. That's what it can all seem like in the beginning. But that's puppy love. And just a few months down the road, all that starts to fade away. All the good times and all the blissfulness, it evaporates. And then you're looking at each other for who y'all really are, because y'all didn't take time out to get to know these things before y'all committed into a relationship. You understand? So, like I said, take your time. Be mindful of who you're dealing with. And they're doing the same for you. Trust me, they're doing the same for you. They're looking into you. They're studying you. They're trying to see what you're about. You know, and one thing, you have to be honest from the giddy up. Don't hide anything. And now I'm not saying tell your life story right out the gate. As soon as you meet somebody that makes you feel warm and fuzzy, you don't tell them everything about you. Tell them, you know, the things that, you know, not too deep and personal. You know, you have to gradually, because you never know. That person might not stick around, but they've got all this stuff that they know about your personal life or your fears or your shortcomings or your, you know, anything. You don't want to give a person too much right out the gate. That right there is where the process of getting to know a person over time comes in. Because if you just dump it out there at once, and if they dump it out there at once, I mean, listen, take heed, but never like use that against an individual if it does not work out. Even if it's a long-term lasting, you know, relationship that went over, you know, a few years, you never, you know, use that against an individual. Because we all have flaws. We all have flaws. There's not a perfect human being that walks this earth. So, you know, just be mindful of all these things. But I believe if people take the time out, they take time to learn each other, that your chances of having a successful relationship are great. They're heightened. You know, but when you move too fast and you're going Mach 5 in a relationship, yeah, you're bound to crash and burn. Facts. In a relationship, there has to be respect, a mutual respect. You know, because if you don't have respect, if you don't have trust, it's definitely not going to work. Or it's going to be toxic as hell if you choose to stay in that. But there has to be a level of respect from both ends. From both ends, you should respect the person you're with and they should respect you. Because if somebody's showing you they don't respect you, then that takes a toll on the trust. Because somebody who doesn't respect you will do anything behind your back. They'll do it in front of your face. They'll do it right in front of your face, or they'll do it behind your back because they have no respect. They're not gonna consult with you on anything if y'all are supposed to be one. If they don't respect you, they're just gonna do what they want to do. You understand? And you could be a great person. And you also have to take into account, for men and women, sometimes a good person can come into your life. They can treat you like royalty. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people out there to take kindness for weakness. And you can be very good to a person, loving to a person, because trust me, there are a lot of people out there who've been in some real shitty relationships and they don't know how to handle it when somebody good that actually has their best interests at hand staring them right in the face. They don't know how to handle it. But they'll complain about, oh, this guy or this woman did this and they treated me like that. And you're the total opposite of all of those things. But they're so used to being treated a certain type of way that when a good guy or a good girl comes into that person's life, they don't know how to handle it. So they treat you like that person that mistreated them should have been treated. You understand? So like I said, you have to be mindful. You have to pay attention and keep your eyes and ears open, wide open. That's the worst thing I think ever, that you can come into somebody's life, you can take care of them, you can show them you love them. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. But if you're treating somebody good and you don't feel appreciated, you don't feel respected, you don't feel like you're receiving the love and affection and attention and things that you deserve, then you need to rethink the situation. Because if it's gone on for a while, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. So keep in mind, just because you're a good person, sometimes, I know y'all have heard that saying, hey, the nice guy finishes last. That's true. That's true. A lot of people have somebody come in their life and treat them like the lowest thing on earth, just a bottom feeder. And they'll love that person to death. Like, kind of like the Stockholm syndrome. It's a real thing, you know? But don't change yourself. Be who you are. Be who you are. If you're a good person, if you're genuinely caring and loving and you love that person, don't stop. But once you see that it's not appreciated and it's taken for granted or it's looked at as a sign of weakness, run for the hills and don't look back. Do not look back, because that person is definitely no good for you. Us as human beings, you understand, we all deserve to be loved and to give love. That's just in our DNA. That's just in our nature. That's the sole purpose of a relationship, where you have that person that is at home waiting on you after the world is beat up on you that day. You know, that's your significant other is that person that you should be able to seek refuge in. You understand? And you're supposed to be the same exact thing for that person. You're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be the eyes, the ears, the listening, the shoulder to lean on, the protection for as far as men go. You know, you're supposed to protect your woman and children if you have them. You know, these are things that us as men, all the men listening out there, those are things that we should do. That's an innate trait in us. Everybody's not equipped with it, but it's not unobtainable if you're not that type of person. But if you're going to be in a relationship, those are things you need to be ready to do without question. But you really have to be careful these days. I mean, you've got the age of technology, you know, the internet. You know, all these dating apps, you know, you can't take anything for face value these days. You know, the traditional way of meeting people, which is still there. I mean, because we go out in public and things like that. But, you know, a lot of people tend to use dating apps. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but you got to understand, a lot of people on these dating apps, 9 times out of 10, you're just getting on there. These other people have probably been on there for ages. So they've got bodies and bodies and bodies and bodies and bodies just piling up in their body count. And then you come around and you meet somebody you might like, but they've been on there a long time. Trust me, they probably got a high body count. And you probably don't want to deal with that person, because 9 times out of 10, you're just another guy or gal going on that list. You It's probably just another notch in their belt. So, I know we all want to be loved. We all deserve love. But like I said, if you're in a breakup or going through a breakup, and no contact is 99.9% the way to go. Do not contact them. If they call you, don't answer. Unless it's something like involving kids or property. Y'all have ties together in some way, shape, or form. But if there's nothing involved with y'all, don't do it to yourself. Okay? And everybody out there, I just want you all to have a great day. And I will be ramping up my podcast again. Sorry I was gone for so long. But until next time, y'all take care and love one another.